Hello friends, Denny Pruto here with another lesson on my approach to sermon preparation. In this lesson, I'm going into the rationale for a sequential outline. In the last couple of lessons, I've emphasized the need of what I call utilizing a sequential outline. And in this lesson, I'm answering the question, why a sequential outline? And the first thing I want to say here is that an oral presentation is different than a written presentation. And in this other whiteboard, or on this other whiteboard, I have two different outlines. The first outline is a sequential outline, and it's a series of statements, or what I like to call a series of moves. The first statement or the first move leads to the second statement. The second statement leads to the third statement. The third statement leads to the fourth statement. The fourth statement leads to the fifth statement. And the fifth statement leads to the conclusion. There is logic and sequence and movement in the outline. And the design of the outline is to lead the congregation to the conclusion and to an active participation in the conclusion or the point that you desire to make. The outline, which is for written material, is usually constructed in quite a different manner. You have point one, and under point one, you have points A and B. Under point two, you have subpoints A and B. And you might have a third point, and under that third point, subpoints A and B. A lot of pastors and a lot of ministers maintain that this is the proper kind of outline to utilize in the preparation of a sermon. In fact, one of my colleagues, one of my former colleagues at the seminary where I taught, maintained quite vigorously that preparing a sermon was just like writing a paper. But I always said, no, no. There's a difference between a paper and a sermon. A paper is written for the eye in order that people might read the paper. A sermon, on the other hand, is constructed for the ear, in order that people might hear the sermon. And so, you and I must understand that these are two completely different media, and it's important to grasp that difference, because in preaching, we want to encounter the individual's ear and pierce their heart. We're not so much interested in getting to the eye, except that how we present the sermon and our body language contributes to how the people hear the sermon. And so you and I must understand that there's an outline which is for written material, and I prefer the sequential outline because I think it better serves the oral presentation. And so I'm maintaining that there is a great difference between the oral presentation and the written presentation. Well, what's one of the big differences? One of the big differences is that the oral presentation is episodic. The oral presentation is a series of episodes, a series of little snippets or little stories that are strung together, leading the hearer to a conclusion. Oral presentations are episodic. For example, you might say to one of your friends, this is what happened to us on the Lord's Day morning, this last Lord's Day morning. The weather was terrible, and we looked out the windows, and it was just pouring. And We wondered whether we ought to try to get through the rain to church, but we said, okay, we're going, and we got in the car and with all the kids, and we got to church, and we had to get through the rain into the church building, but we were so glad, transitioning now into the church building, we were so glad we got there for the worship service, because the sermon was just outstanding. And you spend a little bit of time describing the content of the sermon. And not only so, but the application of the sermon really got to our hearts. And so you describe the application that the pastor had to the sermon. And it was not only that the sermon affected our hearts as we sat under the ministry of the Word, but when we went home, we found ourselves sitting around the dinner table and discussing the sermon and discussing the application of the sermon and how we could carry that out during the course of the week. You hear these episodes, getting into the car during the rain, getting to church and listening to the sermon, getting to the application of the sermon, going back home and discussing the sermon around the dinner table. A series of episodes. Orality is episodic. And sermons which are designed as a series of episodes are helpful to the congregation because the sermon is designed principally for the ear and not principally for the eye. The sermon is designed for hearing, and written material like papers and books are designed for reading. They're designed for the eye. And so we need to understand the difference between oral presentations and written presentations, and the fact that oral presentations are episodic. And here's one of the keys. When we listen to sermons, or we listen to other oral presentations, we hear the presentations as a series of episodes. I often challenged my students in my preaching classes to, on the Lord's Day morning, carefully listen to their pastor's sermon and listen for the episodes that occur in the sermon. The pastor may, at the beginning of the sermon, describe his outline. Here's my first point, and here are my two sub-points, and here's my second point, and here are my two sub-points, and here's my third point, and here are my two sub-points under my third point. And I would say, the description of the outline notwithstanding, listen to the content of the sermon, and you come back and you tell me whether or not you heard the sermon as a series of episodes. And inevitably, students would come back and say to the class, yes, I heard my pastor's sermons as a series of episodes. You see, this is the case because sermons are oral presentations, and this is how we hear the sermon, as a series of episodes. So, I maintain then, if this is how people in the congregation are going to hear the sermon, why not take advantage of this characteristic of orality and design your sermon as an oral presentation, as a sermon that's going to be heard as a series of episodes that are presented to the ear. Design the sermon as a series of episodes and utilize a sequential outline, which turns out to be a series of episodes or a series of moves leading to a conclusion. And so, there you have it. One of the rationales for a sequential outline. The sequential outline better suits the oral presentation than an outline that is designed for a written presentation. And so, I encourage you to think this through and to move toward a sequential outline in the preparation of your sermons. And I think that you will find that your sermons will be better received by your congregation or by the congregation to which you present your sermon. And you will have, as a result of tailoring your sermon to the idea of orality, you will have a better outcome in your sermons and in your preaching. Thanks for listening.